It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
All right, here we go. Avalanche, for only the third time in franchise history, rally from 4-0 down to come back and win, as they do yesterday in beating Pittsburgh. And Nathan MacKinnon, who had a three-point night, more on him in a moment, said that a change during the game when Jonathan Drouin got moved up to the top line helped provide the spark.
I like switching up lines when things are stale. It gives you a little more life, I feel like. And when Drew came with us in the second half of the game, he was unreal. Helped us so much, and he looks great. Obviously, Mikko was great, too, in the second half. And, yeah, our line was really bad in the first 30, and it's good that we stuck with it and got better as the game went on.
Jonathan Drouin, by the way, having a terrific year, and credit to the Avs front office. I know some of the moves that they made during the offseason, they acknowledged weren't the best of moves because they went out and made a bunch of moves at the trade deadline. But picking up Drouin on a bargain basement deal, reuniting him with his teenage junior hockey buddy Nathan MacKinnon has certainly borne fruit to the point, Mark, where I'd re-sign the guy. I'd sign him to a new deal.
What, he had a 1 year?
He had a 1 year deal. I mean, you got the Baker Mayfield deal. Big bargain.
Good for him, man. And you know, there is that importance that he has that relationship with MacKinnon. And that's another important part of the equation, I would think. So, yeah, why not? Play great.
Next on the Morning Brew, CU. Good basketball game yesterday. Really good game against Marquette. Simply too much Marquette offense, not enough defense. Tad Boyle's Buffs go down to defeat.
I would just say that when a team shoots 61%, against you for the game, almost 62%, and you still got a chance at the end, it means you're doing something right. And for this team, what that means to me is, like, they've been competing their tails off the whole year. And because you don't give up 61% and stay in a game. But we rebounded the ball well. We fought. We battled. We just came up a little bit short.
They set a school record for most wins in the season. They got to the Pac-12 championship game. They won two games in the tournament, one of them the play-in game. Successful season or a finish that left you believing there should have been more?
No, I think for CU, that's a good season. Plus, they scrambled at the end to, really start playing well again. No, I think that's, I mean, did you expect them to go deeper?
What they showed down the stretch reaffirmed what I felt in the first part of the season. They were underachieving. And that's the part that you got to lament as a fan, is that why did this team take so long to find their stride? That they couldn't have figured this out earlier, put themselves in a position to have a higher seed so that you're not drawing Marquette in the second round.
Well, I mean, how many new guys are you putting on? How many freshmen are you counting on?
That was a veteran lineup. Now, they did have Cody Williams, and he dealt with some issues. He dealt with some injuries, but
now, was Lampkin a transfer?
Lampkin was a transfer.
So there are some moving parts there.
Everyone's got moving parts, though. Today's
That's why you're in last place, Mike, and I'm in first place.
It's true, because you know more about college
basketball. Getting up early, checking out the coach's tape.
I knew
the weak side rotations.
You've been looking at Auburn's coaching tape.
Yeah, and the weak side rotation just wasn't good enough
for
me.
Bruce Pearl, you pointed that out. Yeah, Bruce Pearl, got to fix that. Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets over the weekend went out to Portland, beat the Blazers without Nikola Jokic and without Jamal Murray, who are being given maintenance days, load management days. Michael Malone, happy to come away with the win.
All the players in that locker room deserve credit. I told them this morning, it's not about who's not here, it's about who is here. We're trying to achieve something. That team's in our way. And give Chauncey and that team credit, because they had a lot of guys out, but they play hard. Every time we played them this year, that team played hard. And I think that's a credit to Chauncey Billups.
So the Nuggets in a nice finishing kick here with 11 games left, 7 at home, 4 on the road. They're home tonight to take on Memphis. And what I think is next in play, even though they say that it's not that big of a deal, I think there's two things in play that they're going for. One, the number one seed. Two, franchise record in wins. I think that's important. 57 is the franchise high. And I think they'd like to, I think Michael Malone would like to, set that new record. They got 50 wins right now. They've played 71 games. They got 11 left.
11 left.
They got to go 8-3 the rest of the way to set a franchise record.
Yeah, they can get that done.
Easily.
They can get that done, no problem. They got two against Memphis. They got two against the Windsock in San Antonio. Yeah, they can get 8 wins in their last 11 games, certainly.
Nuggets, by the way, now are officially the number one seed in the West.
By the way, how about Portland starting 5 rookies? First time since in the NBA since like 1971 or something like that. Did you hear that on the broadcast?
I did not. Look at you picking that up.
5 rookies. Crazy. Just crazy.
Well, hope that management there in Portland is patient with Chauncey Billups as they go through that rebuild. Next on the Morning Brew, Sean Payton touching down at the owners' meetings, getting a chance to see his fellow coaches.
There's certain meetings you look forward to. There's others that, you know, that you've been there and kind of done that, and they're not as necessary. I think it's always good catching up with your peers, your friends, people that you know in the business. Sometimes, if it's not the combine, this is the only other place you might see him at.
They took the annual coaches photo in Orlando.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Sean was part of the coaches photo?
Yes.
No.
What?
Nope, he was not. There were 27 coaches. 5 did not make the photo. They were Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin, Mike McCarthy, Nick Sirianni, and Matt Eberflus.
Inconceivable.
Would anybody know what Eberflus looks like if he actually showed? Nobody will know he's missing.
Look at the photo right now. They got Andy Reid right in the middle sitting there wearing one of his...
Why did they miss the photo?
I don't know. Belichick was always famous for missing those photos. So, but yeah, they're good-looking group of guys. Reed looks like he just literally left the Magic Kingdom after taking his grandkids around. Check it out. Check out Schefter's posted the photo. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.